Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So let's go ahead and kick it off with a nice voicemail. We have a follow-up call from Big Fatty, so let's go ahead and have a listen.
Hello, lovey. I heard you play my last voice letter. But you didn't answer my question. You talked about everything you ate, which I did mention that, but you didn't tell me what you thought of A Million Little Things. And also, you didn't comment on my recipe for the chili. I didn't know if you just...
All right. So, like I said before, I have Alzheimer's, so... I actually, you know, after I recorded, I thought, oh, damn, I don't think I answered his questions. So for the chili, I don't know. So beans, I feel like I would have to add, I mean, I certainly would not be opposed to trying mushrooms, although mushrooms are not my absolute favorite. I feel like they can be a little bit slimy and the texture is a little bit, I don't know. The texture is a little bit weird but I certainly would try them. Like, I know there are people who, when they're making like spaghetti sauce or, you know, something like that, they will put mushrooms in it. And I've never really been a person to put mushrooms in like a sauce or anything like that. But I will, you know, I'll eat mushrooms if they're in something like at a restaurant or whatever. But I feel like you couldn't put enough mushrooms in to really fill up all that. I mean, beans really bulk it up because, you know, too much meat, you know, if you want a nice big hearty bowl of chili, I don't want that much meat, right? And I know like Texas chili is like all meat, but I want something that has more vegetable in it and, you know, beefs it up. So because I'm a hungry boy and, you know, beans really fill that up with a lot more protein and yada, yada, yada. And so that's why I really like beans. And I like beans, but Mark doesn't really care for them. I feel like I would have to add like, I don't know, because mushrooms get really small when you cook them. So I feel like, you know, I would have to add a lot of mushrooms, but maybe I'll try it. I'll let you know. I'm not opposed to mushrooms. I'm not sure they would fill the same role though for me. I mean, they might be an addition. I have tried cauliflower before. And it was okay, but it just feels kind of weird to put cauliflower in chili. I've tried carrots. They're a little less weird than cauliflower, I guess. And then your other question, A Million Little Things, I really didn't have much to say about it. I think it's good. It reminds me, and I never really watched this, I may be wrong, but I think my mom watched it or something. I don't remember, but a long time ago, I don't know, when I was still in junior high or high school, there was a show called 30-something, and it was basically just a drama about all these different married couples who were in their 30s and 40s, I guess. I mean, I assume. They seemed old at the time, but I'm sure they were just like the age I am now. And, you know, A Million Little Things is good. I feel like it's one of those shows that it's better binged, like not week to week. If you watch it one episode after another, you get invested but if you wait week after week after week, you're less interested. And so, you know, but I do like it. I think Good Doctor is better, but maybe it's just because I think Freddie Highmore or whatever his name is doing a really good job portraying an autistic person. So I don't know.
Said that sounds vulgar, and I'm not putting that in my mouth. Big Fatty can put lots of things in his mouth, but I'm not putting it in mine. So thank you for calling. And
wait, I totally don't know what you just said there. Let me rewind that just a little bit, because
Big Fatty can put lots of things in his mouth. If you just said that sounds vulgar, and I'm not putting that in my mouth. Big Fatty can put lots of my recipe for the chili. I didn't know if you just
oh,
said
if
that
I thought it was vulgar,
and I'm not putting that in my mouth.
Vulgar.
Big Fatty can put lots of things in his mouth. But I'm not putting it in mine. So anyway, well, thank you for calling. And see you at the cocktail party on Saturday night.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, hang this up.
8 p.m. Eastern time on April 11th.
Hang it up. Let me see here. Oh, well.
I guess you're just going to do the whole show with me, Fatty. All right. Well, thank you for your call, Fatty. Yeah, I think I answered your question. I feel like it was a little bit of a political answer. Bottom line is, I'm not sure that I would enjoy mushrooms in the chili as much as you do. However, I don't hate mushrooms, so maybe I'll try it sometime. I mean, who knows? I don't think they would bulk it up like beans do, though. I really, like I said, I want it to be bulked up. And that's all I'm going to say about that. It's got to be really bulked up, you know? But anyway, so thank you for calling, Fatty. I appreciate it. And yeah. So after, once again, I don't remember the order of things, but I feel like that I did P90X before I recorded. But I'm not sure about that. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. We did P90X last night, and I hate it. I hate working out. It's just horrible. Working out is really horrible. But we did that, and then, as per usual, I cooked last night. We had spaghetti, which that was fairly easy. I use a jarred sauce because, I mean, you know, who has time to do a from scratch sauce and make it really good. So I just use a jarred sauce. So I use ground turkey and then I use, it's Classico. I may have said that before. It's a little bit too acidic for Mark. He prefers a sweeter tomato sauce. So I add a little bit of sugar to it, but not a lot of sugar, a little, because I am trying to watch my, you know, caloric intake right now. So I can't add a bunch, you know, in there because that would add a lot of calories, but just to kind of take the edge off the acidity of the tomatoes. And so we did that. We had that, and that was pretty much it. I told you guys that we went to see a house, and I even put a photo on the tweet, and so you could see what the kitchen was like. And you know, I've really been, I don't know, I may have said this yesterday, but I've really been thinking about it. And it's really hard to know, you know, on a house, whether it's one that you want to buy or not, because there are certain realities. I mean, you're going to have to make trade-offs. Like, Mark wants to be close to the highway. There's a certain area that he wants to be in, so he's not super far away from work. And it's like that. Any of these shows that you watch where they're buying homes, and we watch all kinds of HGTV shows, there's always location versus the amount of house you can get for the money, basically. And so the location that he wants, or that he would be the most comfortable with, you know, there are limitations. Like, the houses are going to be closer together because it's more, I mean, we're not a city like you would think of, like New York or LA or, you know, anything like that. But I mean, it is more, you know, houses are really close together when you get closer to, you know, the mall and the shopping centers and the grocery stores and the, you know, everything. The houses become closer and closer together, and that happens to be close to the highway as well. And like I said, I've been walking into these yards. I've been walking into these yards, and I'm like, oh my God, there's like no privacy in this yard whatsoever. Or I'm like, oh my God, this yard is so small. And if we're buying a home, like, I want a little bit of a yard. I want to feel like I've got a little land, you know? Well, not like that. Not like I'm going to start growing a garden or anything like that. But so it's been difficult. And then, but, and there are little things, and you'll just walk in and I'll, you know, and you'll go, oh, well, it's a nice house, but, you know, like the one yesterday, I was like, oh, but there's not a bathtub in the master bathroom. You know, and oh, there's the yard is too small. Oh, there's no privacy in the yard, but it's a really nice house. And so I'm having trouble figuring out like which of those things, because I have this checklist in my mind. You know, I want the perfect yard. I want an open floor plan with a gourmet kitchen. And I want, you know, all these things that are on my list. Now apparently I want a tub in the master bathroom. I mean, you learn things when you start walking through houses. You don't even know what you want until you start walking through them. So I don't know. But anyway, we looked at that house. She sent us another few houses today, and we're going to look at those, I guess, tonight. But you guys are going to hear a lot about house hunting over the next couple of weeks, because that's going to be what's on my mind. Other than that, I just worked all day, and I've been catching up. While I work, I listen to podcasts or watch TV shows. And so I've been watching the last season of The Closer with Kira Sedgwick, because I always wanted to watch Major Crimes, which was the spinoff, but I never finished Closer. And so I feel like I need to do that so I know how the story wraps up. Anyway, I love Kira Sedgwick in The Closer. She's so good as Brenda. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.